If you know YouTube, that global repository of short, mostly homemade videos, then you know Lonely Girl 15. But for the uninitiated, meet this summer's internet superstar, Brie, or Lonely Girl, as she's affectionately known after having posted 20-something videos online.
I'm having certain issues with my parents right now, which I can't talk about. So, I thought I would bore you with a metaphor instead. My parents are unable to see things from my point of view, no matter how much I try and explain it to them. I learned how to see the world from a completely different point of view when I was 4. So why is it so hard for them?
She's in her room. She's really cute. She wants to tell you about her repressive parents, her love of science, and her geeky editor friend, Daniel. She's easy to dismiss at first, but keep watching. She's kind of captivating, and she's captivated the vast YouTube universe. Fans are investigating every detail of Lonely Girl, but after a summer of sleuthing, all the big questions remain, including the most fundamental. Who is she? Virginia Heffernan is a TV critic for the New York Times, but lately she's been paying more attention to the small screen.
YouTube now shows 100 million videos a day, and it's really been the summer of YouTube for a certain part of the population that has maybe been frustrated by television or just interested in the possibilities of online video. I'm a television critic. Rescue Me and Deadwood have had great seasons, but the best television show of the season by far has been Lonely Girl 15. It's really involved an audience like no show I can think of, possibly Lost or Star Trek.
What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Each video has about 500,000 views.
So what makes this teenager who is essentially spilling her guts to the world so popular? Why do you think it's up there with Lost or Rescue Me?
Part of the problem in answering almost any question about Lonely Girl for someone like me who has gone down the rabbit hole, as they say, and is now way too involved in thinking about her, is that every question requires quotation marks. You called her a teenager. Brie does say that she's 16 in the videos, but a lot of people who have watched very closely think that she's in her 20s and that she is at least deceiving us about her age, if not much, much more.
Now, you bring up a really good point, because some people doubt who she is. And along with her enormous popularity has come a pile of conspiracy theories about whether she's real, whether she's being paid by someone. So you pose 4 theories for what Lonely Girl could be: sweet, weird, fraud, or other. So start with sweet.
The people who find Lonely Girl above all sweet believe that she is a 16-year-old homeschooled girl with religious, possibly repressive parents who don't let her date, and that she has a flirtatious relationship with her video editor, who's a little bit nerdy, and that she is a very scholarly, very well-spoken, charismatic girl who deserves our attention because she's more beautiful and more interesting than any television star, and yet she's a real person.
Mm-hmm. So now weird.
Well, she does have these religious parents, and she intimates that she is quite sympathetic to their religion and their beliefs. She won't tell us what they are, but we have gotten one tantalizing view of what they might be in a picture on her wall, a little shrine with a candelabra that had at its center a picture of Aleister Crowley, the great English occultist, who had once belonged to a Christian sect called the Plymouth Brethren and then fallen out with them and gone on to promote Western mysticism that surrounded demons and some say Satan worship. So you can imagine how a series that was already interesting became curiouser and curiouser when we all caught a glimpse of Aleister Crowley on her wall.
So there's weird. Now, a really vociferous group of Lonely Girl watchers claims that she's a fraud.
They're not just the most vociferous. I think they're also the majority now. The videos are extremely well made, and there were clues early on that something about this didn't seem like it was just some spontaneous production by 2 teenagers. The group who first started saying this seems like a fraud cited the exquisite and very professional-looking video production, which you can't see on any of the other vlogs that are created by some of the other YouTube participants, and also the curious fact that the fan site for Lonely Girl 15, which is lonelygirl.com, that fan site was registered before she posted even her first video, which makes it seem like someone was trying to create a phenomenon. And she's unfindable on Google. There's a certain wall of silence around her, which has given it the air of some kind of hoax or possibly some kind of fraud or marketing scheme.
Did we used to be so concerned about authenticity? I mean, we have reality TV, which of course is famously tarted up and tricked up. So how much reality do we need before we get addicted? And how much fakery can we tolerate before we tune out?
I know that people will feel angry or betrayed if it's simply to promote some brand. I don't think anyone will be super disappointed if she's not exactly who she says she was. But we all seem to want her to be part of a kind of new art form that allows us to live in this liminal kind of between fact and fiction space that used to be reserved for readers of novels. Some people have called this immersive play, including a theorist of these kind of games at the University of California at Berkeley, Jane McGonigal. She and others at unfiction.com are interested in games that begin to take up your whole life. What's amazing to me, and what seems like a positive result of Lonely Girl, whatever, wherever she turns out to be from, is this community of essentially, they wouldn't want to call themselves this, but they're essentially doing some kind of scholarship. There are people on lonelygirl.com who've examined the botanical properties of the flora that's visible in some of the videos that Lonely Girl has put out toward trying to figure out where she is. The message boards break down into discussions of religion, as I said, botany, technology. I ask them if they'll have their heart broken if she's not real. And they say almost universally they won't. Yes, they want ultimately a curtain call, I think, from Lonely Girl. They want the curtain to go up and for us to see this woman and who she is and how clever she is, but not because she's some demonic trickster figure, but because she's Jane Austen, because she's George Eliot, because she's someone that has woven this amazing spell.
Virginia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brooke. It was great to be here.
Virginia Heffernan is a TV critic for The New York Times, and she writes about online video in her blog called Screens.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.